The Sunday Business Show
with Gas Networks Ireland. Clean, reliable and always available 24 hours a day. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Today FM.
Great to see we've loads of ads. Unfortunately, it also means that our interviews must be shorter. A Team SBS favourite is Cavan's Sinead Brady, who we frequently have on to talk to us about business psychology. Sinead takes her psychology very seriously as she's currently a PhD candidate in the subject. Today, though, she's here to talk about herself and her business, A Career to Love, as she has just become the first business in Europe to license behaviour change technology that she will be applying to her clients' businesses. Good morning, Sinead.
Good morning, Conal. Thank you for the warm introduction, as usual.
What does that all mean, behaviour change technology?
Okay, so regulars to the show, and for those of you that don't know about me, I'm a business psychologist or a career and coaching psychologist who works in a thought challenging context with businesses who and individuals who are making positive and progressive changes within the structure of their company to make sure that they're future proofing their business into the 21st century workplace.
Give me an example.
Okay, so for example, you might have a company who wants to improve their communication structure within the company, because it's about face-to-face, it's about engaging, and it's about working together and being able to clearly communicate a strategy, being able to clearly communicate a position within the company. So what we would do is, or what I would do is, I would come in and do an analysis with the team lead to figure out what the specific needs of that team are, or that piece of training that you want to deliver is. We would then spend probably a half day, 2 to 3 hours together, going through the specific needs of the company. I would then come back and tailor make a customize a program for that specific behaviour change that you want to measure. We would then come in and deliver a facilitated training. But prior to that, you actually do the learning. The team does a learning piece before I actually come to your business. So rather than the concept being discussed and learned on the floor on the day, what happens is the team is exposed to the concept prior to the event. And in the facilitated training, we sit and work on an identified business problem that that team wants to solve. So let that be around your communication strategy, for example. And as a team, we work out what the way forward is from that.
And you have licensed behaviour change technology. Where, what, who, what, when, where, which, why?
Okay, so I've partnered with, so as I was going through and working with companies, and I think it's something that we see over and over again, the learning room is really important. The theory that you're taught is important, but it's actually implementing that beyond the learning room or beyond the training room. That's a really difficult thing to do. So I went to look for a solution so that I could better serve the people that I was working with. So what we did, what I found was a company called Actionable, and what they their ethos is to move from thought to action. So when you learn, how do you move from learning to doing? So the piece of technology helps and supports that learning.
Cattle prod, is it?
Well, not quite a cattle prod, but it's certainly it's really interesting in the sense that once we get into that training room, or once we get into that learning room together, we negotiate what the solutions are for the business problem that you're trying to work on, or the behaviour change that you're trying to manage. And typically we would have three outcomes from that. Those three outcomes are then translated into what are called commitments. And those commitments serve as the work that each person on that team is going to commit to over the course of the 30 days beyond training. So once we have that established, everybody goes into the platform. It's a cloud-based piece of technology. And they decide, well, I'm going to change some of the language that I use, or I'm going to be clearer with how I speak to people, or I'm going to take sorry out of my language, whatever that might be. But we come up with three of those different behaviour changes that people are going to engage with. You choose one, and then you choose a buddy to support you in making that change.
12 steps.
Yeah, well, somewhat like that. But then also I sit in the background and I support the team through phone calls, through face-to-faces if they're needed, across the course of the month. There's check-ins on a daily basis, and it takes 60 seconds to do. It's not a long time, but it's this trigger. It's a cognitive trigger to commit to the behaviour change across the course of the 30 days beyond the training. And then I come back in at the end of the month with the back end of the information. So all of the metrics that have been recorded across the course of the month about how each individual has got on, what they've done well, what they feel they could do with more support around. And then we can put that in place for the for, you know, for the next set of trainings that we do together.
And this is where people, outgoing people like you, get all shy. How much does all of this cost?
So it depends. So no, not shy about it at all, actually, Conal. So my team SBS training has been, so actually per head, so it works out, you know, if we need to have about 8 to 10 people in the room to do it. And then it depends on what level of customization that you need. But it starts at about €2,000 per month, depending on the level of customization. So for example, if you want to have video-based training and learning content created for you, obviously that kind of adds on to the system. But we start off very basic. So if you want to see what it's like for a company, I can come in and do a half-day session with you, show you the commitment engine, show you the accountability engine, and that starts off at €800. So we can do something that kind of introduces you to the idea, and then we can move on from there.
That was an ad, you know that?
Was that an ad, Conal?
That was an ad.
Thank you.
Before I let you go, you've done really well. Acorn.
Yeah, so I've just, with Paula Fitzsimons and the Acorns, I've been accepted onto that kind of incubation and mentoring group. So
Paula's a big pal of Team SBS?
Yeah, and I was really excited on Wednesday evening to get the news.
And what does that mean?
So it means I'm going to get 6 months intensive mentorship to help me grow and scale the business. So the business is at the stage now where it's scalable. We're working on a powerful in 60 and for the new year, for helping people to make habits something that last. And I'm actually running a workshop starting in January, and I have a code, Team SBS 218, and it's for individuals who might like to bring change in their career. It's over 4 months, and it's on exactly the same basis as I work with companies on, but it's a really good way to make change last in 2018.
And for those who would love to find you, they will find you at?
acareertolove.com, and I'm across social on everything, and I'm hoping that Today FM, as usual, will be tweeting and sending out all my links.
Did you just look to see where you were? Because you've become really busy. You're on all the programmes now.
Yes.
We invented you, we claim.
You did, yes. I have a deep affinity to Today FM and to you in particular, Conal, and the Team SBS team.
Thank you, Sinead. That is Sinead Brady. Career to Love is where you will find her. We're going to let her go because we need to bring on next the world's winningest woman business person, I think, as we're going to call her. We'll take an ad break.
The Sunday Business Show
with Gas Networks Ireland. So convenient with no need to store, order or pay in advance. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Today FM.